Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Christmas edition of Brian Gittins and Friends.
Wonderful.
Well, a bit more energy, mate.
Yeah, wonderful. Hey. Round of applause.
And so our guest has dropped her phone on the floor. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, David?
I certainly did. It sounded expensive. Is it all right?
It's fine, but look how I did it. I did
fine.
It telepathically. I didn't even touch it.
Incredible.
It fell off the table.
Incredible. So I've got David Edwards to my right-hand side, and our guest in this Christmas edition is none other than...
Nina Conte. There we go.
Wow. Thanks, Nina, for coming along.
Thank you for having me.
You're over the moon here, aren't you?
I'm very happy to be here.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, relax. It's the Christmas spirit, and you've got some mulled wine.
Wonderful.
And some mince pies. And what are they down there, David?
They are reindeer-shaped cookies.
There you go.
Do you like have one, Nina, please?
It's a dream come true.
It's a dream come true.
It really is.
So would you like a reindeer-shaped cookie, Nina?
Sure, thank you.
There we go. So just handing Nina a reindeer. So we're going to walk the streets of... what town are we in, David?
We're in Edinburgh during Christmas season.
Are we really? It's
absolutely
beautiful,
it really is. Big, long hills, snow flakes everywhere, the whole shebang.
And we're walking the streets and we're going to be singing carols and Christy carols.
Like a Charles Dickens dream. Come to life.
I'm trying to jump in, but I'm not sure who to be.
No,
it's nice
it's
here in Edinburgh,
which is why
isn't
I'm doing a voice, because I wouldn't know what to be.
Yeah, no, normally I do those too.
You can do a voice.
I wrap myself in them.
Do you want to do a voice?
I haven't got one right now. I'm going to go with me. I'm stuck with it.
You've got a lovely Christmas hat on and a Christmas coat.
I do look
coat.
So
mittens and a scarf, the whole
I know,
works.
So hot.
Yeah, so hot. So you're looking hot as well, Dave, with your little Christmas shorts.
Thank you very much. Pair of Umbro football shorts, which are very nice.
Yeah, have you put some little tinsel around the hem?
I sat around the hem and around the ankles as well. Yeah. Very nice, like a little elf.
Yeah, you look
coming
lovely.
To help the people there.
Are you wearing shin pads?
Why are you wearing shin pads?
Well, it's the whole football vibe, basically.
Why is there a football vibe? It's Christmas.
It's a case of, this is my kind of PE outfit that I wear when I sort of take part in football or any exercise, whatever. And there's a lot of walking and running going to take place with Christmas carols. So I thought, darting between the different doors. And this is the only PE outfit I have, which is that of a footballer.
Nina, have you ever met David before?
No, I never have.
What do you make of his sort of his legs?
I like his legs.
Yeah, oh,
like
wonderful. Thank you for the compliment.
And I'm confused about his face. What's he wearing on his face?
Yeah, what are you wearing on your face?
This
David?
Is an ice hockey mask.
Oh, okay.
Which is worn by serial killers or ice hockey players.
Okay. Right.
What do you look like underneath?
Terrifying.
It's just hide. There's a lot of children out at Christmas. And I'm just trying to hide my profile.
Why? Why are you hiding your profile? Nina wants to know what you look like underneath the mask.
I'd say...
just show her.
sort of oblong, quite chic. Here we go. There we are.
Like that.
Yes, lovely. There we go. Nice. I'll pop it back now. That's okay.
It's not so frightening.
Oh, that's all right. I'll take it off then.
No, definitely.
No, I'll pick
on,
it back off the floor and put it back on.
There we go. So we're going to do some little carol singing with your little ice hockey mask on, yes?
Looking forward to it.
Okay, so thanks for doing this, Nina.
Thank you. I'm
you've
doing
been
it now.
Munching down those reindeer shaped cookies.
I know, inaudibly.
Well, no, we've got a sound effect, we've got an editor.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, yum.
dear, so have you got a question? You haven't got a question.
Very
I've
muddish.
Got a question.
Oh, and that's Charles the robot, he's coming along with
very
us.
Very muddish.
What's that? What's that, Charles?
Very muddish cookies.
Very Moorish cookies.
Very nice. Reindeer shaped.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you got any? You got a first question for David? Now?
Can I ask David how did he lose his virginity?
Goodness,
do you know what?
Straight
you know, for
to
someone,
it.
I'm going to be honest here. Nina came with no questions, and I like your attitude, and so she's pulled that out of the bag, and it's one of my favourite questions we've had so far on the series.
It's got to be said. I was doing my A levels, so what not happened? At the time. But I was studying alongside this particular encounter.
Yeah.
And it was very much booze-fueled.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of people in a pub in Chichester.
Yeah.
And one thing led to the other, and we went back to... they were slightly older than us.
Us? It was like a
there
gang.
There was a gang. It wasn't an orgy. It was just me and the lady. And she was from Germany. And she was doing a degree at Chichester College. And I was doing an A-level.
Right, yes.
And
right, okay, yeah.
The A-level was in film studies.
Yeah.
Her degree, I can't remember.
And her name was?
I'd be lying if I told you.
What
is
a
terrible
make of that,
thing.
Nina?
Well,
having
I guess...
sex with someone you don't know their name.
Yeah, you hadn't known her very long?
I kind of spoke to her in the canteen by the vending machine every now and then.
So it was game on
that's
quickly.
You, mate. That's good
definitely.
You.
And
Did she speak English?
She spoke very good English with a German accent, obviously.
Can
but
you speak
very
German,
strong.
Nina?
No German in
no,
me.
No, there's no German in you.
Mm-mm.
No, is there anything in you or
some Italian?
Some Italian.
Some
oh,
Scottish.
Very nice. There you are.
Yeah.
And yes, it was a case of I wouldn't say it's the most romantic encounter, but the cherry was popped. And I wandered off, got on a night bus, and I was quite shaken from the experience.
Why shaken?
She was quite a rough, not rough to look at.
She was a dog.
But rough to handle me. She wasn't a dog, not at all. But she meant business.
Oh, she
I felt
rough.
Very used afterwards.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It was her that drove the whole thing?
Oh, very much so. I was like, snog in the hallway with pulp on in the background,
oh my
you know.
Goodness.
Very nice. That ticks the old box. That we can move on now. But no, she wanted more than that.
Oh, wow.
Was she rough in the bedroom?
Yeah, she had a very detailed strategic idea of what she wanted to do, when she wanted to do it, and where. It's almost like she had worked out a whole dance sequence almost. It's like,
right.
You know, I wasn't really involved.
Could you go into slight detail here? Or?
Well, I'm trying.
I'm not pressuring you.
The
you
positions
know.
Were.
The positions?
In her, they were preordained by her.
She definitely wanted, I've had enough of that now, let's move on to this. I've done that, let's move on to this. Jeremy, it was very much, it's like we're doing coordinated swimming type of thing, dance.
Right.
And afterwards, it was just like, there wasn't even a handshake at the end. It was like, see you later.
Do you expect a handshake at the end?
Well, something. I certainly wasn't going to get a hug, just
no.
Some kind of ending,
no,
but you know.
Hug. Oh, it's a sad one.
Would she be on Facebook? Could we look her up?
A high
well,
five.
I can't remember her name, unfortunately.
Did you give her a high five or anything?
No, not at all. I remember just she gave me directions to get the night bus.
Right.
Yeah. And we just wandered into that.
Never saw her again.
No, she did draw me a small map on a napkin so I could get to the actual night bus itself.
What?
But
right, yeah.
I saw her at the university, not the university, college.
Yeah.
What's she doing now?
What's she doing now?
Really, I hope she got her degree. I hope she wasn't, defocused by a hunger for sex. I hope she got that qualification, the diploma.
If she's listening to this podcast, do you want to give her a little message? Christmas message?
A little Christmas message. I hope you've settled down and you realise there's more to relationships than just sex. Yeah, the intercourse is a very fleeting enjoyment. And I hope you've got a family and a bedrock
like
relationship.
That.
I hope so.
She'd love that.
Fingers crossed.
What do you make of that? Are you happy with that answer, Nina?
It's a very good answer, and obviously what it throws up is we don't hear that kind of story from men as often as women. It's quite unusual, isn't
maybe
it?
Maybe it's a German thing. Afterwards, I was thinking maybe...
It's a German thing.
Yeah, maybe they take control more. You know, they're a bit more boisterous type of thing. I don't know. It was...
So we've got to just think about it as the individual, surely.
Absolutely. You can't deal with national stereotypes.
No, you can't go to all the
Well, you
Germans.
Can. You do it
Hate them all.
Every episode.
I know. It's not good. It's a lazy way of navigating through life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's over forgiving of her own story, whatever that was.
I know, yes, it was. It was
just
quite...
Bunch her in.
Maybe there was some kind of father issue. I mean, I'm not Freud, but I don't know. You know, it does make you think there was some kind of male figure that she wanted to take control of type of thing. She just knew what she wanted. It's like wandering up to a counter at McDonald's, so I want a Big Mac shake and a McFlurry.
Have you got a Big Mac?
Oh, you did all those things.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I don't know if that's code for anything. Have I got a Big Mac? Yeah, I'd say I've got a Big Mac.
God almighty, really? Have you really?
Ready to serve.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, not good.
That's very good.
Inappropriate.
Well, you asked the question,
didn't you? I know, I'm so sorry.
I
congratulate you on that menu, though. The McFlurry and the shake and everything. It couldn't be more aptly
chosen. She just knew what she wanted.
Yeah. Mm. I've got some jingle bells to hand out.
Thank you very much for those.
There's one there.
Thank you.
Look at the noise I can make with them.
Oh,
wonderful. Give them a shake. Here we go.
I've got a little twinkly bell.
Oh, lovely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
We're creating a Christmas orchestra.
We are.
And some holly heads.
There's some holly hat. There's a holly hat for you.
Thank you.
And there's a holly hat for you.
Oh, there we go. Snug as a bug on my head.
Should we walk over to that big house there and sing them a song?
Definitely.
Okay, so I've got a question for you, David. First question for me. Have you ever thought, or would you ever consider adoption?
Absolutely. I not just consider. I think that's the road to go down, because at the moment, relationships aren't evolving and developing.
What, yours aren't?
Mine aren't, absolutely. No, I don't mean Britain, generally, just Dave Edwards focusing on me now.
Would you like to have children?
Absolutely. A little team of kids to go on holiday with. You know, going to Centre Parks on your own isn't quite the same, is it? So it's good to have,
Do you go to Centre Parks on your own?
I've not gone on my own, but I've gone with my sister and her family. And there were times where they went off and did archery and things like that. And I just sort of found myself just sort of kicking around a bit type of thing.
Yeah.
And so I was on my own for like quite long periods, which wasn't ideal. It's got to be said. So you've got to have kids. And if you're not going to get them biologically, you've got to get them contractually. Adoption.
Yeah.
So, yep, that's definitely something I need to look into. I need to Google that, ask Jeeves about what's the first step of going down the adoption path, I think. Because I'm 40 soon.
Yeah.
I don't want to be an old dad.
No.
I want to be able to play football and throw a rugby ball.
Yeah.
So that will be key. That will be key to it.
What would you call your son or daughter?
I think it would be a son. And I think it would be something... classical, like Arthur, maybe.
That's my son's name.
Oh, really? There we go. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. You two are really bonding.
You really are. A lot of chemistry in the room. it'd be something classic like Arthur, something like that.
Yeah.
Something je ne sais quoi. Nothing hip and cool like whale.
Whale?
Or, I don't know, tidal wave.
I'd have thought of whale.
Nothing kind of hippie or left wing.
Right.
Nothing... nothing generic as well, like basic.
Generic.
Yeah. You're quite right. Something good old traditional British, Arthur. There you go.
Yeah. I'd love to see you with children.
Well, I would too. Let's make it happen.
Well, not with me, you're not, but...
No, quite right. Biology would stop us there, but...
be more involved.
No, you really shouldn't.
I'm transfixed.
No, you really should. You do as little or as much as you want,
okay,
Nina.
You
know, you're supping on that mulled wine.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely.
Should we listen
it's
to
Christmas
Nina
time.
Drink down her mulled wine? There we go.
There we are.
So you're loving it.
Nectar.
Yeah, so I've got a question from Twitter, David, someone on Twitter. Do you have any recurring nightmares?
Yes, I do have the recurring nightmare, which I think a lot of people have, which is exploding teeth.
Oh, my goodness.
I have that a lot.
Never heard of that.
Violent.
Oh, I'm sure that...
Have you heard of that, Nina?
No. I've heard just crumbling ones, but exploding.
Yes.
So exciting.
Exploding.
Exploding.
And it's a case of I'm trying to talk to somebody, but at the same time trying to spit it out. I remember I was being in a library talking to someone, like a lecturer, and it was my film lecturer, and talking, but at the same time leaning down, spitting it out, and then just trying to put it underneath a bookshelf type of thing.
Oh, it explodes after it's come out?
Oh, no, it explodes in my mouth.
Okay.
And then I keep my mouth closed, and hopefully the shrapnel would stay in my mouth, the teeth shrapnel. And then I maybe, it might be rude, but pretend to yawn and then spit it out. And I was more worried about embarrassing myself in the social situation.
Have you had this nightmare quite a lot, do you?
Yeah, I'd say about every 6 months, and it's like it's a long period of it, like a week of exploding teeth every 6 months type of thing.
Right.
I think it's
the explosion of teeth in your dream, maybe from a sense of powerlessness. Are you lacking power in some current situation?
Wow, incredible.
I think so. I think there is a lack of power there.
Is that really?
I think so. I think, well, it's a well-known thing. If you Googled it, I think teeth dropping out. Go on. Should we Google it? Is that what you're saying, Charles?
What are you saying, Charles? Go on.
Keep talking.
Keep moving. Yes, so I think... also, I heard if you lose teeth, isn't it something to do with the fear of death?
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Really? What, teeth? Why?
I think it's awareness of mortality, probably, if you Googled it, something like that.
Parts of your body exploding, coming off you.
Right.
Type of thing. It's not ideal.
I'm very fearful of death.
Rightly so, you should be, because that's the final chapter. That's the book closed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely a case of, with death, it's an element whereby, you know, there's no... Well, it depends what you believe in, isn't it? Is there another
come
realm?
Come on, guys, it's fucking Christmas.
No, come on, guys, it's fucking Christmas. Come on, it's fucking... Do you fear death, Nina?
I don't know. I've been reading that book about consciousness uploading and,
really?
Immortality and all that.
Consciousness uploading?
What's that book
called? I think it's called Being a Machine or To Be a Machine. It's about the futurists, all those guys, you know, the cryogenic... suspension and
and to be a machine. That sounds interesting.
And it's a way of imagining that you last forever. I was thinking the other day, actually, our lifespans are very well suited to what we are, actually. Yeah. I think it's probably about right. It feels short. It's gathering speed as well, but listen, this is about right. It's what I'm made for.
What, 70?
I'm going to go 80, I reckon. Yeah, I'm made for 80. 89. Yeah, grabbed 9 years as I was leaving just then.
But those 89. Last years, they're not great, though, are they? That
no, you don't want
89.
Too many of them.
No.
You know, you're just like, you're not mobile, you can't move around. I think come the 70s, it's downhill.
I mean, can we have a little Christmas bed underneath this bit just to lift it?
I
mean, keep talking about it. No, but my fear is those last few seconds as you're laying in a hospital bed.
Big scary.
Surrounded by your family, maybe your children and their children.
Dreadful.
And I'm not sure what that's going to be like.
I think
All alone at last.
Quite right.
Because apparently 65% of people die alone in the hospital bed.
Yeah, and just facing extinction. You know that, on Blue Planet 2, underneath the very, very bottom of the sea where it gets even more salty and there's that lake. Did you see it?
No.
There's an eel that swims in and out of... So there's a lake at the bottom of the ocean because it's more condensed salt. And then there's an eel that dives in and out. He's evil. It's the worst. Like, we've always had this idea of hell below.
Yeah.
And it is. And he's there, this eel that swims... It looks like he's swimming through the air.
Oh,
and then going
Lord.
Into a lake and then swimming out through the air.
Did he disappear into...
You disappear. You can't see into the lake that he goes into. Wow. It's
horrific.
Really something horrific.
So does he live in a cave or something, or is it just
he lives in both, in and out. But then he got toxic shock and started writhing like a tortured penis. It was horrific. He was pink as well. I hate him.
Yeah.
And so I responded on such a visceral level. It's very connected now to me with death and hell. And I'm really worried that as I die, I'm going to think of him.
Oh,
I mustn't think about thinking
so
of him. Then I'm going to.
Because of you, so am I.
I hate him.
It becomes a brain parasite moving between us all.
What do you think that the last fraction of a moment is like when you slip away?
Basically, I saw a documentary and your senses close down so.
I don't know what that means, though.
That means you can't really hear,
you can't
focus, it dims down. And also, it's a case of there's talk that when you are officially dead, there's still some kind of brain... They still think the brain activity is still happening slightly, even when they actually say you are officially dead. Dave Edwards no more. but there's like some pistons firing.
I can totally understand that. There can be times, yeah. You know, if you're altered in the mind and you're having a bad time, you can really feel the computer and all its elements shutting down. Like, you're not a person.
No.
There's no such thing, really, as a whole identity. It's very machine.
Oh, very much so.
So I can imagine some buzzing.
Well, let's recreate that now with David.
Okay, let's recreate.
Skip to the future.
Okay, we're going to jump to the future.
I think we should talk about death at all Christmas episodes.
Let's do that. I mean,
embrace it. Coming for us.
Yeah. So we're going to jump a few years. Actually, you're going to die when you're 59.
That's quite early, but that's all right. Fair enough. You know, you've got to take it how it comes.
And you're asleep and you're not asleep. You're lying on your hospital bed and you're kind of writhing around, kicking your legs around.
Arthur's there,
my adopted son. He'll be in his 30s, I imagine, around
then. He's sniggering. I don't know why Arthur will be sniggering.
He's only 19.
He's only 19. Yeah. He's having a bit of a laugh, isn't he? The Cheshire cat smile.
He's enormous. He's really tall.
Casting a shadow over me.
He's got his girlfriend there. They're snogging.
Oh, for God. Come on,
no
Arthur, mate.
For his father.
She's
do that out in the car park.
So let's just imagine David.
She's the nurse.
Huh? He's the nurse.
She's the nurse.
So, Nina, what can you see, David? What does he look like in his final few moments?
Oh, shit! Pale and...
Oh, grief.
Lost.
Lost, confused.
Confused, haunted.
Yeah. Am I high on morphine?
Lonely, not enough.
Oh, good grief.
But happy and
not
lost.
Not enough morphine, that's a horrible... Because can they always dull pain at the end of your life, or...
Oh, yes, you can definitely have a lot of morphine to keep you cooking. Absolutely, keep you going sort of thing. But then your mind just becomes addled with that. So I'd be seeing bizarre things asking questions. You know, why is that toast balancing on your head, mother?
What does that mean?
Well, nothing. My brain is just, you know, scrambled with the morphine. I'm just floating like I'm in the yellow submarine. I'm lost.
So are you aware of me and Nina? Sort of standing around and your son getting off with his girlfriend?
I think briefly every now and then it'd be, oh, hello, Nina. But then I go back to talking about toast balancing on people's heads. So you'd be dipping in and out of consciousness.
Right, yeah. Wow. Do you know what does my head in? Is that we're probably 30 years away from this?
I know. We hope.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I mean, it's happening right now.
Couple of summers.
If we're lucky, we're sort of 30 or so years away from...
And the mad thing is, you've got to focus to realise it's going to happen, because there's a massive part of my psyche that actually doesn't think that's going to happen.
No, yeah. We can even say how much it's going to happen and how soon. No part of my head's actually feeling that right
now. Yeah, I'm actually thinking the Dave Edwards show is never going to be cancelled.
I mean,
you're
not going to be thinking about this podcast, are you, in your last few moments?
Yeah, a lot of people say the thing...
What show?
The Dave Edwards show, Charles, my existence... My life.
Right.
The Dave Edwards show.
Your life is a show.
Absolutely, yeah, on the stage. Apparently, relationships are important just before you die, a lot of people say.
What does that mean?
So it's not about success.
Interesting.
Thank you. It's not about achievements, where you've been, what you own. It's about were you loved.
Did you love?
Quite right. That's what they all chat about, apparently, on their last days.
Yeah.
So all that effort that goes into these...
Can you love?
Can I love? I think I can, if given the opportunity. I think I can.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ego goals out there. I don't know, DIY projects or getting promotions at
work. Sing a carol about love.
Okay, let's sing a carol about love. If you'd like to start the carol. So we've got a lovely bit of music going to play now. We're standing outside the big white house. I'll knock on the door. And the door's opening. Hello. We're going to sing you a song about love. Merry Christmas. This is David. This
Hello.
Is Nina.
Hi.
Nina's a bit squiffy. But David, if you'd like to start the carol.
My heart is full of love during this festive time.
Carry on, man.
I'm full of love and glee. I'm happy to be with thee. Christmas is love. Let it be. Let it be.
Shut the door. He shut the door.
There you go. Everyone's a critic. Fair enough.
Everyone's a critic.
Wouldn't mind 50 pence, perhaps, in the bucket. Just something, you know, for my vocal cords.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Anything at
well,
all?
Well, attached to death. I'd like to do like a Christmas forward stroke death.
Death so. One. Let's think about it. Well, I suppose I have that potential sort of immortality with my monkey that I can pass on. I was saying to my son the other day that if he learns the voice, that monkey will live. That live monkey forever. That is me, that monkey can live
They did
forever.
That with yeah. Sooty, didn't they? The person who controls Sooty's the son.
Yes, that's
that
true.
That was passed on lineage.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you met Sooty?
No.
Have you not?
No. Why? It's a lovely idea that we all hang out, all the puppet people.
Have you?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah, I've had a lovely time with him.
Oh, blimey. I never knew that. That's news to me.
Yeah.
So you went over to his house or you just sort of interacted?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Wonderful. There you go. It's something for the job CV.
Who used to control Sooty? What was his name?
He did with a play with his balls gesture. I think I don't know.
No,
I think I've been underwhelmed by puppets. It's very strange that that's what I do.
Yeah.
Sooty, I'd love him to have a moving mouth and some talking and a bit. But he doesn't. He makes an... noise?
Oh, that's Sweep, I think, maybe.
So Sissy doesn't even
Sissy's
speak.
Sissy's Harry Corbett.
Harry Corbett.
Oh,
Harry
there you Corbett. Go. He does nothing. No, not at all. It's Sue
Corbett.
That
it's
speaks,
lovely,
the panda.
He's got a lovely face, Sissy.
So do you enjoy doing the monkey or do you battle with doing the monkey? Because I battle with doing this fucking stupid voice.
Do you?
Yeah.
I can't remember yours under there. Do you sound more like me? No, I prefer voices. They're much more fun.
Right.
I must get one. No, I think I do. Do I battle? No, I love that monkey.
Yeah.
I want to actually devote a lot more time to talking to him on my own properly for long patches of time. I don't. I discard him, and it's like a little prop that goes around in my bag.
So, once you come off stage, you don't want to know the monkey?
No, I do. Well, I do. I wish I had time and made time for it because I think on my deathbed, monkey might be like just the thing I need. You know, bury me with him.
And obviously, goodness if me, I asked you to do the monkey voice now, that would annoy you.
No, I can do it.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I can do it. That's it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Shall I do it? It's hard to do without moving my lips. I mean, the other way around. It's hard to do whilst moving my lips.
Can you do it one more? Can you get?
Yeah, I can do it.
Can you do that? Can you do an impression of the monkey?
That's all right. Yes, I can do it.
No, you can't.
Not quite. Not quite.
That's not altogether a disaster.
That's not altogether a disaster. Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Like a Bond villain.
Mm. It does sound a bit like that, doesn't it?
Can you do other... I mean, you're
other
not,
voices?
No, just one. No, I can't do it. I can do that. I can do this voice. Or I can do that voice.
That's range. That is it. There's a range there.
It is a range.
I can't do yours. What's yours? I know that's like a bad like female that. Ken Campbell.
Yeah,
what's yours?
Yeah, it was maybe like that. You know, it's like that. I don't like thinking about why I do this voice.
Well, it's just naturally part
clown.
Of you.
It is my clown. Can you talk about clowning?
I can do loads of voices.
Charles can do loads of voices. Can we hear five
Endless.
Quick voices, Charles?
This.
This. That's one.
This.
This. That's
female.
Two.
Female.
This.
Goodness me. European female.
T.
T. T. Yeah. And your final voice.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Jeez. It's amazing how lovable that thing is.
What, the robot?
Well, like Sooty or whatever we're talking about. We're all looking in the corner. What is it? Is it a speaker there? Okay.
Yeah.
So I wonder why.
Obviously,
I mean, I totally love
viewers
him.
Viewers think we're on a street and we're singing carols.
Yes.
So they're not even viewers, they're listeners. So,
yeah. But, okay, well, without spoiling that.
No, don't.
But isn't it
feel
funny?
Free.
I mean, I love that robot. I also
got
love,
loads of them.
I got loads of them.
Magic of a... of a mask.
So you worked with Ken Campbell, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
So what did he teach you? What did you take from him?
Oh, anything? He was just very subversive generally, always plunging lower than you could think of subversively.
Yeah.
I don't know, that was basically his tenet.
Yeah.
What was it? I don't know. Be heroic. He wasn't interested in anything that wasn't heroic.
What does that
I mean, they're very
heroic?
Tall claims. They're very hard to live up to.
Yeah.
I failed him horribly, that's, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
And then another way, not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was very, he's good fun, but terrifying. And
was he terrifying?
Yeah, very much so.
Really?
Well, sometimes he didn't sleep for days and days, and then he was
really?
Very, very intense. And he was
bipolar then? I
think definitely
bipolar.
He wasn't diagnosed as that, but I think he would have been nowadays.
Oh, really?
Oh, they'd have put some other labels on him nowadays, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he couldn't sleep because he was just full of energy, new ideas.
Yes, manic and very productive. And, you know, you can't switch off the computer when it's so productive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who are bipolar, a lot of the time, they say... Bipolar. So was that
bipolar?
Yeah,
bipolar. Sorry. No, bipolar, you're quite right.
Bipolar,
yep. They get such a high from it that they're not happy with the lows.
Bipolar.
Absolutely, bipolar.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
No. They get such a high from it that they don't want the medication.
Bipolar bear.
They get such an enormous. Bipolar bear. You're quite right.
Bipolar t-shirt.
Yep, polo t-shirt. Quite nice touch with the collar.
But hang on, I have to backtrack a little bit because Ken is dead and can't say I'm not bipolar. Are you talking about
Do you feel you like now he's looking down at you going, I'm bipolar, am I?
He's a bit cross right now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. No. What am I talking about? It's pop psychology.
Yeah.
He's a very unique, brilliant mind. And labels are so boring.
Yeah.
Anyway,
little fact about me, guys. Question mark. I use to operate finger mouse.
There we go. That's
I
a.
Yeah, he used to operate finger mouse, fame. Charles, dude. Do you remember finger mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was clever puppetry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just paper and a rodent came to life.
That was me, dude.
That was him, dude.
At the end of an index finger. That's impressive.
My goodness, finger mouse.
Yeah, finger mouse.
Oh, man, I don't
know. Finger mouse.
I don't know. Finger mouse.
No, that's danger mouse.
Oh, quite right. Got the wrong mouse there. Indeed. But it's impressive finger mouse. You mean just an index finger? Right, that's the theme tune.
All together.
Finger mouse.
All together.
I am the mouse called Finger Mouse.
Okay.
I thought I'd recognise it.
Perfect.
No, I didn't recognise that at all. No, I'm not sure that was the actual...
Very disappointing.
When you said this voice... it was
me
disappointing.
Me neither.
No, I'm sure it went Finger Mouse. Anyway, when you say this, my voice was my clown...
Yes.
What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know. I think we've got to slightly step under into the side of ourselves to just get away from all that,
you know,
agonising. And that's a bit more liberated to the side a bit.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about a show in which I do a very serious show, you know, kind of a black box space, and I'm wearing probably all black, bare feet, polo neck, and I am my own puppet.
Bipolar neck.
Mm. Gosh, yeah. And I'm a puppet, but I'm just me. But I would like to puppeteer me the way I puppeteer my puppet so that I get to have some fun.
Yes.
I mean, that's like, yeah, that's
where
I'm
totally
go.
With you here, Nina.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So how would you control yourself, though?
Well, that's a good place to, I don't know, it's an interesting place to play.
Yeah, it certainly
is. If you see yourself as a thing, and I only have this voice, so what's the best thing we can do with this? You know, do we like it when she does that dance? Maybe not. Or is it like try me out? I want to try me out from one remove. I don't know.
You don't get in the way of yourself, do you? You're very open, very, you know, you're more than happy.
I know, it's
to a certain degree. I think
it's wonderful to come into the world knowing who you are like that.
Indeed, yeah, definitely.
You know,
a sense of liberation
inside out.
Well, maybe I know it too much. Maybe I need to get some extensions in there, though.
You
some development.
You don't have to do a voice, do you? Yeah.
No, not at all.
No,
I am what
have.
I am.
Okay, we've got 10 mins left.
We have to get more interesting.
Well, no.
Less earnest.
Let's shake our bells.
Indeed, absolutely. Let's get shaking.
What else do you do at Christmas? You eat mince pies? Have a mince pie,
kiss
mate.
Under the mistletoe.
Did you hear that?
Kiss under the mistletoe, anyone? No, it's not a problem.
We can
forget about that.
Okay, let's do a threesome kiss under the mistletoe.
Yeah, three lips together. Oh, that was rather nice. A Noel trio. Very nice indeed. A little hat trick.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
It was quick, though. Brief one.
It was brief, but it was worth it.
What about me?
Oh, let's have a little fortune.
A four-way, a romantic square.
One, two, three.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a little old lady over there. She wants to join in. Should we do a five-way?
Local OAP, would you like to join in for a kiss?
One, two, three.
Lovely. Oh. That was very nice.
She just threw a load of teeth at David.
Oh, my goodness.
Exploding.
A fake teeth on my face? What's this, an OAP? She's unimpressed with my kissing techniques, is she, Charles?
Yes.
Well, there you go. All I can do is just give what I've got, which was just a bit of love.
Yeah.
Christmas Noel love. Simple as that.
We normally do a golden question section where David gets to ask the guest a question.
Yeah, okay.
So, David, have you got a golden
question? I certainly am. I'm prepared and ready. Would you say you have a bad, good, or non-existent relationship with your neighbours?
Okay, I've got quite a good one at the moment. I've got a new neighbour. But she has a dog that will kill us.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
A mastiff. It wears a muzzle. So that's strange.
A bit like David's
slightly.
Ice hockey.
Yeah, like
very
that.
Very similar. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Very, yeah.
A
shorts.
Beast behind the mask.
Terrifying. hang on a minute. I've got... My father doesn't much like the notion of neighbours. And I've always thought... I've always been warned against, you better not get to know the people in your street because then you'll have to talk to them.
Yeah.
Was the way I grew up. And I now think, no. It's really useful. And my son last night got a splinter off his nail and I had no tweezers. So you were in the neighbour. She had tweezers.
Yeah. Oh, thank
God. I mean, neighbours, it's a wonderful thing. I'm really glad I didn't listen too much to that.
You've got to have neighbours, haven't you? A little community around you.
My neighbours aren't into that. I believe what you're saying. I'm into community 24/7. Very interested in that.
So,
but they're just not interested in interacting.
And what's your neighbour called?
My neighbour is called, I've got Clive and I've got Philip.
And they don't like interacting with you?
Not at all. Not interested whatsoever.
Right. Is Clive, does he listen to war films? Was that right?
That's the man upstairs.
And his name is?
Duncan.
I have a friend who just had a neighbour's dinner. Actually, I don't think it happened yet. But everyone was to bring a neighbour to the dinner.
What? Really? Yeah.
Really? So you went to someone's
house? I mean,
like
a novelty person. It's quite patronising,
maybe. Who would you
take? I'd fake a neighbour.
Fake a neighbour?
No. Oh, who would I take? I don't know, but it feels... I would feel guilty saying, my friend's having a neighbour's party.
Yeah.
Will you be my novelty? It's like Dîner de Con, that film.
That'd
be
very uncomfortable.
Who would you take?
I don't know. I'd have to start getting some kind of verbal communication going.
Who's
with
underneath
them.
You?
I think there's an old woman underneath me who's slightly obese. I think she's there.
Oh, but there's such a story there. Are you not curious to try and crack into
well,
her?
Well, I kind of... I do wonder type of thing. She parks her car horrifically, which makes it a nightmare to park mine. Because she's quite large. I'm not judging. I'm just saying what I see first thing in the morning. And it's a case of she parks her car so she can get out of her car space. But it means, you know, creating even more room for herself.
Right.
So she parks slightly to the side. And it's a nightmare for me to drive in.
Yeah.
And I think she's directly underneath me. I'm not entirely sure. But that's what I'm dealing with. I've got a war hero above me, an OAP below... And two chaps in their kind of mid-20s in the hallway around me who just aren't interested. Don't want to interact.
Right. Would you interact with David if you were his neighbour?
Yeah.
Living the dream.
It is the dream. Yeah, quite right. I don't know why the 20-somethings aren't getting on board.
Yeah.
Getting involved more.
Do you know, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. There's a group of children over there singing a lovely... carols.
Oh, wonderful.
Should we go over to them and stand with them?
Yes. So please do.
It is lovely.
It is lovely. It's a lovely moment.
They're Christmas spirit.
They're singing carols. So we're standing next to the group of children. They're lovely voices they've got.
Really? Yeah, it's like Alec Jones in the 80s voice.
Have you got one more question for David?
Have some more mulled wine, guys.
Lovely. It's going down a tree.
Have you got one more question for David, Nina?
Okay.
From the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Tell me about your mother.
But very strong bond there. Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of time for her. Very much a case of great sense of humour. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tells the old dirty joke every now and then.
Do you know any dirty jokes, David?
Do I know any dirty jokes myself? Not the top of my head.
Okay.
I'm more into satire. Political satire, not so much dirty jokes type of thing. But hell of a lady. Simple as that. Pop an exclamation mark at the end.
How do you remember bedtimes when you were a kid? Did you have a story or lights out? Did she wait with you while you went to sleep?
My family were very religious, so it was a case of kneel and pray.
On your own in the room, please.
Oh, no, with my dance.
Whoa! Oh,
right. So we're very
by the bed. You knelt by the bed and prayed.
Roman Catholic.
Well, we got to end the podcast with you doing some sort of prayer.
A prayer.
Indeed.
Okay, so we're all gonna kneel down behind the choir. You happy to kneel?
Hold this candle.
We'll all hold a candle each.
Yes.
I've got a lantern.
Sign of the cross beforehand, before you begin the prayer.
We'll play a lovely little emotional bed underneath. And I'd like to thank Nina for coming along. Thanks. It was fine in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was lovely.
It was absolutely
thank you.
Wonderful experience.
It was.
And David, thank you for being who you are. Can I give you a little kiss on the nose?
Oh, please do. That's what I've been waiting for.
Just giving David a little Christmas kiss on the nose.
And thank you for the kiss.
And Merry Christmas,
everyone.
Happy Christmas.
I've enjoyed your company.
You too.
Hell of an atmosphere on the street here. Merry Christmas to all our listeners. And David, if you'd like to give us
I'm welling up.
I'm welling up too.
Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for giving us the ultimate gift of life, the oxygen that pumps in and out of our lungs. Is the force field of magic that you've given each of us. We are like puppets on strings, and when you choose to cut those strings, may it be. But thank you for the time that we have here on Earth.
Keep going, David. It's lovely.
It's lovely. Gods,
I am your shepherd. Please point me towards the herds. I will gather them up. Bring them to the safe part
his
of the hill.
His teeth are falling out.
Your teeth are falling out. Keep,
it's
keep
all right.
going,
exploding
keep going.
Teeth.
Love
here
it.
We go, here we go.
Everyone's looking at you, they're loving
it's
it.
Beautiful.
Holy Spirit, the burning dove, give us hope through the darkness of hell, like a beacon that allows us to avoid sin and trespassing outside the Ten Commandments.
Keep going, David, you've got about
it's
another minute
more.
Left.
Lords, hold my hand. You are the father, I am the child. Let us walk along the golden haystacks of heaven, side by side, and then show me how to walk on water as
in
you
song,
did.
In song, David,
in
song.
Song. Keep
in
going,
song, indeed,
in song.
Indeed. Lord, you are here, filling me with hope. Jesus, hold my hand. Take me
keep going.
To hope. Heaven is waiting, I'll lay my head.
Another octave higher.
Surrounded by angels, it's time for bed.
Higher.
Higher.
Jesus, look
on. Don't be silly,
do it.
Take
Jesus,
it seriously.
Help me.
Higher.
Take me to the higher place. So I understand the wisdom of life.
Without the wobble,
without
just the
wobble,
pure
just
note.
No. Yeah. You are on the cross hanging for me. I shall do likewise for you, big JC.
You see the group, everyone's just leaving, but keep going.
Oh, I certainly will do.
Keep going.
Lord, remember me in your
keep going.
Darkest
just keep going,
time.
Just keep going, Nina.
Make me remember you
until
the end of time.
We're going to go to the pub. So
not
we'll,
a problem,
so
not a problem.
Going.
I'm keeping communication with the higher levels.
Merry Christmas, David.
Merry
Thanks,
Christmas
David.
To you. Merry
you
Christmas.
Later.
Take care. Look
keep
after
going,
yourself,
mate.
People. Home. Holy times are all around.
Put some trousers on.
Sorry, I should have put a belt on. They keep slipping. There we go. Pop those back on. Holy holiness, be with me forever, please.
Keep going, David.
Bye, David. Take off those chin pads.
Take off those chin pads.
Chucking them in the local bush and getting liberated.
Take the ice hockey mask off.
Absolutely. There we go. I don't care what the kids think. This is my face. Given to me by the Lord himself, the great almighty. Handed to me from the heavens, the clouds. And place upon my skull. That's my passport profile to share with reality.
Goodbye, everybody! Merry Christmas!
Thank you! Thank you very much!
Simply